Good morning, it's 5:31. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News. The congressional and legislative redistricting process is currently underway in New Jersey. That means some incumbent federal and state lawmakers could end up running in completely new districts during next year's elections. WHYY's Tennyson Donye breaks down the process.
Redistricting commissioners across the political spectrum are currently taking public input on how New Jersey's election districts will be redrawn in 2022. Their job is to ensure the Garden State's 12 congressional districts and 40 legislative districts each represent an equal amount of the state's growing population. Some voters are concerned about gerrymandering. That's the practice of manipulating the boundaries of said districts to favor one party or class of people. Folks like Hanal Patel, Director of Democracy and Justice at the New Jersey Institute on Social Justice.
There's a bigger aspect here too, a broader aspect of diversity and making sure when we talk about splitting up areas and splitting up communities, you don't end up doing that to communities of color.
And Jasmine Jones, a senior at Rowan University.
Although we are a predominantly white institution, the student population of black and brown multicultural students is growing and our impact on our community is growing as well. So I think it's really important that our voices are highlighted and are just considered just as important as everyone else's.
The Congressional Commission must vote on newly drawn election maps by January 28th. State legislative commissioners have until March 1st. Officials have posted upcoming public hearings on the New Jersey State Legislature's website. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donye, WHYY News.